This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, yay! Welcome to another year of Reinvention Radio. That angle might not work either, but we're going to figure all of this fun stuff out here as we attempt to kill two birds with one stone, live on the radio and then live on Facebook and Periscope.
That's
and
like
all
the
that
worst picture.
Stuff. That is awful. What are we looking at? We're looking at like a window.
The bubbles are going right over my head.
Hey, we got like that's the weirdest thing. So what is that? Like that's the back of your head. All right, you're closest. You look good. Right, all right, we got to figure out how to put like the mic like over there.
Hand.
That's your hand, and that's there's my hand there. All right, so we'll figure that out. Some point here. All right, so
we're just annoying people.
We are really
we're killing here, all the radio folks
here,
trying to fix
the
Facebook.
Here we can all rotate. That's that kind of works.
There we go.
There's a face. All right, we have worked all this out. And speaking of faces and handsome faces at that, fortunately, Rich Otey is here. What's up, Richie? Rich,
what's going on?
And Mary Goulet, hello, Mary Goulet. How is ya? How is ya? And another handsome face that's joining us is Mr. Jay Fassett.
Too bad we couldn't get him in.
We tried. Yeah. We did everything we could, and we tried. Here, come rotate
this
way.
It's like the smallest little picture frame.
We got it. All right, we got it. All right, so let's actually bring Jay on here because he's got a lot of interesting things to talk about, not the least of which I'm hoping is teaching us all about masterminds here and how to leverage the power of masterminds to make a difference not only in, of course, your life and running masterminds. Oh, look, it's Mary Goulet. We got to keep rotating over.
I know.
And of course, in the lives of those who participate in some of those masterminds. So that would be something that you are an expert in, would you not say there, Mr. Fassett?
That is something I have spent an inordinate amount of time at and have an absolutely ton of fun with. I was giggling at your introduction with your politics.
You know, it's you are a lucky man, eh?
Yeah, right.
The hint there. Yeah, the hint there is you're a lucky man, eh? Because you don't have to deal with what we deal with here in this country, in Shafarish politics. Because you guys are relatively sane on the politics front, no?
Well, you know, we still, you know, the vast majority of it still lands up here. So we put up with yours in addition to ours. You don't have to put up with ours.
Yeah. And how many people have come up to you and said, look, if Trump gets elected, they're moving to Canada to join you?
Well, I could have. I was thinking about going into real estate because I think I could sell half of the houses in Calgary to people who are coming up to Calgary to Canada. So,
right, that's a really good idea. You could do like border town. So you could do like a like. Isn't what's the one like right across from the Niagara Falls? What's that city right there? There's
Nova Scotia.
Is that or is that Toronto? No,
Nova Scotia is a province, not a town. But good try. It's all good.
What shares Niagara Falls? There's what shares Niagara? It's Buffalo and it's something else right there. Is that Toronto? No.
He's not going to help you.
Jay, you don't even know your own country geography. What is it?
So across from Detroit is basically Toronto, right?
Yeah. Okay. There we go. All right. So I'm not that far. Yeah. Wade's jumping up and down over there. It's Toronto. It is Toronto.
Hey, I'm on the West Coast, to be honest. So, well, not coast, but it's sort of central west, but it's all good. And anyway, I did think, did any of you see that movie Mastermind? You know, the big monstrous blue head?
The big monstrous blue head of Mastermind.
It was an animated kid. I have kids, so there's a great show called Mastermind. This animated blue head, and I just couldn't help but thinking, knowing that we were doing this call and there'd be politics, is that that guy should have been at the debate. He'd have kicked ass.
and that guy honestly probably would have received more votes than these two knuckleheads. But let's move on to something that's actually of interest to people because I think if for no other reason, just let November come and go so we can be done with that shit, you know, and just move forward. So speaking of moving forward, you've had a pretty interesting career, man. You've done a lot of things in your career, but primarily as an entrepreneur over the last, 25, 30 years?
I've been at it basically since 1988. So yeah, we are pushing the 30-year mark and have primarily focused on personal transformation work, where we have about 40,000 graduates, primarily Western Canada, who have done our sort of deep intensive programs. And through that, for long-term support and really helping people to, you know, live into the transformation, we started doing mastermind groups to serve and support people to actually make the changes. Mm-hmm. And we've been at it for over two decades, and it has just been one of those things that has, you know, sort of naturally become one of our wheelhouse items that we've now started teaching to the rest of the world, which is unbelievably exciting.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that this whole concept of a mastermind – is kind of played out at this point? Because it seems like everybody and their mama has some sort of mastermind that either they're a part of or they know someone who's in. I mean, it's like, is this still alive and well?
So, great question.
Oh, brother. He's giving himself a high five.
We get just in case you haven't listened to Reinvention Radio before, Mary Goulet and I have this ongoing thing, and we keep tabs on whoever gets that exact response, which is, that is a great question. And Mary, as of today, it would be 1-0.
So all you have to do is ask me questions, because you know I'm going to give you way more of those than I'm going to give Steve.
There you go.
You just fire in a couple of questions, you'll totally win this.
Got it.
So here's the thing.
I actually think that this whole move of masterminds has not yet even begun, Steve.
Really?
And the truth is, we haven't even scratched the surface of it. We are truly entering the golden age of masterminds. Now, I want to be really clear about something. Everyone and their dog. I was going to make a smart ass comment, but I won't.
Everyone and their dog
does seem to have a mastermind, but lots of the masterminds actually aren't. So one of the things about reinventing masterminds, I'd like to actually just spend a little time serving and supporting people to actually focus in on what a real mastermind is. Because, 250 of your closest friends in a room that's marketed by somebody who says, ooh, join my mastermind, which is nothing more than premium coaching bullshit, is not a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see a fall away of things that position themselves that way and a explosion of things that really are.
Mm-hmm. And so, Mary, maybe you have a question for Jay.
I got to come up with a brilliant one.
What is actually?
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up, because everybody, I mean, once you see a mastermind coach person out there, then it's like seeing the shiny red car you want to buy. You see a lot of them, but they're usually a high dollar price point. So what do you define as a true mastermind that would be worthy of time, money, energy, creativity?
Well, I have to even you two out. So that's a really great question.
you get really great. I just
yes,
got
I
great.
Do.
That's like check and a half. All right, fine.
Yeah, so that should be like a high five and a half, I think. So first and foremost is that, and I'm going to say something that I think not many people necessarily appreciate, but I think that the vast majority of masterminds that are out there in that world really sort of got started a little bit like this. Someone sat down in a room in a mastermind and said, good God, they got 30 people here at $30,000, it's $1 million, I'm going to run a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
With about as much experience in that domain as fly to the moon. So to me, if you're searching for a mastermind, there's a couple of things. Let's find out, is it actually group coaching? Is it actually a training program masquerading as a mastermind? And here's the key thing. In a mastermind, all of the members have the fundamentally equal opportunity to share their network, resources, wisdom, and experience. The program is not oriented around the guru on the stage or a training process. It is actually about the intimate connection and the support of the group. And it's usually somewhere between, let's call it, 8 and 16 people. I've seen, I'm a member of a mastermind with Jeff Walker, the Platinum Plus, and there's about 30 in there, and he does a stunning job of actually creating that same kind of intimacy, and I think there's about 26. I'm rounding up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, is that you're looking for true access to other members, not sitting there listening to a teacher or a guru or a trainer, and that is one of the key distinctions. So when somebody says they've got a mastermind of 250 people, it's like, that's not really a mastermind, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense in terms of this foundational idea of what the hell is a mastermind? Because I think the name is being plastered on a bunch of things that simply aren't.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
No, totally makes sense. But Jay, I guess my main question then is, you could put a bunch of people in a room, you could facilitate having a number of smart people get together and just kind of brainstorm, talk about innovation, talk about what's new, put together challenges. Why are people actually paying for masterminds?
Don't say it.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, Do not say it.
Go ahead.
Okay, I promise I won't, but good God, it's tempting.
That was a great question, Steve. Thank you.
We're so mature.
No, I didn't say it. I didn't say it doesn't count. So why people pay for masterminds, I think, is really three fundamental pieces. Number one, access to community. Because the truth of the matter is curation. And this is one of the key pieces. We teach people in our mastermind program and at our live events that the number one job of a mastermind leader is not to sell a mastermind. And that's, by the way, hint number one is if somebody is trying to sell your mastermind, you probably should run like hell. Mm. Your job is not to sell a mastermind. It is to become a gatekeeper to a powerful, intimate community that there's only one way in, and that is to qualify that you play at the level of this community and that you can up-level the community. So you can't buy your way in, you can't bribe your way in, you can't kiss somebody's ass to get in. You simply must qualify on your own merits. So number one, you know, that whole piece is you're paying for creation and you're paying for community. So that is the leading piece. Now, the next piece, why paying for it, is that commitment rules. And just to be clear about this, been at it, you know, over two decades, I have never seen a, quote, volunteer, you know, let's just have a mastermind, let's get together and we'll share the leadership of it. I have never seen that last. The longest I've ever seen it last is about 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And if you truly want a sustainable long-term community, it requires a leader, requires somebody to number one, guard it, protect it, lead it, and make certain that it actually happens. And then really the third piece to this is about the commitment and what it means for people to show up. If I write a substantial check to be in that room, I'm going to do my damnedest to show up and to bring value and to up-level that group and to truly, truly contribute. Mm-hmm. And that's really where the magic of what Napoleon Hill called the third mind occurs. It's when we come in willing to share, like truly, truly share our network, our wisdom, our experience, and our resources in a free-flowing way. That's where that magic happens.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so let's do this. We're going to take a quick break here on Reinvention Radio. We're talking about reinventing masterminds with the mastermind master himself, Mr. Jay Fassett. More right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
Alrighty, welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio, talking reinventing masterminds. Mary Goulet, hi,
hello.
Rich Ote, and we got the one and only Mr. Jay Fassett hanging out with us on the wrong side of the border, or after November, the right side of the border. So, all right, so before the break, you were talking about three different things to think about, you know, insofar as creating masterminds and so on. Let me ask you this. Are you a part of a mastermind right now? I know you said Jeff Walker's, but is that worth it?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me actually back up to answer that question, because it is my fervent belief, if you're an expert, if you're a coach, if you're an entrepreneur, it is your obligation, it is a requirement to be in two spots. One is to be in a mastermind where you are consistently challenged to sharpen your leading learning edge, and you lead a mastermind for your tribe and for your community. Mm-hmm. And that bookending, I think, is one of the most significant accelerating factors in the universe in terms of life and business. So actually, I'm not just in Jeff Walker's. I'm actually in a variety of masterminds.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, Jeff Walker's Platinum Plus, which brilliant group of rock stars from all over the world. Love, love, love them. I participate in a program called The Leap with a mutual friend of ours, Steve, which is Justin Livingston,
yep.
Which I know you like giving him a hard time as much as I do.
Yeah,
Christian Michelson's, pardon me, JV Summit. So actually, I participate, and then there's a couple actually online. So I participate in about five different masterminds that I use to keep myself learning, sharp, connected, and accelerating myself forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we select those with great care and discernment in that process. And then I lead, actually, four different masterminds, ranging from the Online Business Breakthrough to a program called LEAD, Accelerate Your Influence and Your Income, and then a couple of smaller things as well. So it's imperative to be on both sides of this. And when I say, you know, to people you should lead a mastermind, I don't mean just lead. I mean actually be in both sides of this.
And so you are also part of, well, let's put it on the table, some masterminds that you don't pay for, right? So there's some really high-quality folk that are part of a mastermind, and I don't know why they put me into that one, but I am also in one of those with you. We've got some really high-level people there. Do you feel, based on your experience, that you get just as much, more than an equal amount? Like, how would you compare what you get out of the masterminds that you pay for versus some of the free groups that you're a part of?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, the free group that you and I are talking about, and just so you know, I totally voted against you, and they said, should we let Steve in? And I said, no freaking way. You know, like, there goes the property values and all those pieces. but no, I was totally thrilled to see you there. That group, by the way, and I'm very curious to see how its longevity is going to go. A mutual friend of Steve and I, his name is Dove, one of the smartest guys I know. He runs a really phenomenal group and has done a stunning job at curation. Mm-hmm. And that feels to me, and I'll be as straight as I can with you, in terms of the culture of sharing, wisdom, experience, networks, all those sorts of things, it's one of the best I've ever been in, paid, unpaid, any of those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the challenge to that one, and this to me is the difference between the online and all of the ones that I pay for have live components. So I'm flying to Los Angeles October 3rd and 4th for our live meeting, that there is just a different degree of connection, a more meaningful relationship to me for those that I'm sitting in the same room as them.
Mm-hmm.
I can see somebody have a breakthrough. I know exactly what I can do to serve and support them. I can instantaneously be there for them when they might be in the midst of the difficulties and the challenges. So I think that's the key distinction is all of the ones that I pay for have live events where we get to deepen the relationship and I think stand and deliver in a more powerful manner. But I got to tell you, the one you and I are in with Dove is absolutely the best free thing I've ever come across under the sun, and I pray it has greater sustainability than what I have seen over the years.
So what is the best number of people for the maximum results for all included to be the size of the group? 20 people, 100 people?
Great question. And I think it depends
again
on the structure and format. And I'm going to just slip that in just so you'd be ahead. So we're now 2-1, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
We're a team. and also to double down on that question, so when you get that answer, I also want to, they kind of come across as like a secret society. Is that purposeful?
Mm-hmm.
And is there an element of accountability? So I just gave you three great questions.
Yeah, but you can only that's like one question with three parts. You only get like one. It's only one notch. It's like
that's okay. I've got so many more.
I'm actually with Steve on this one. That's just one great question.
It's a super great question.
So the top of the list is this, and I'm gonna back it up a little bit. And this goes back to selecting masterminds. What's the right number? All of those pieces is that the promise of the mastermind needs to determine the structure of the mastermind. So I just need to say as clear as I can, I personally have a deep connection, attraction, and bias to smaller groups, somewhere in the range of 10 to 16 at the high end, and a really powerful, well-curated group of that size. We can actually create more meaningful relationships that are beyond, for example, the purposes of just the business. So if we're doing what I'm going to call an in-person timed event, everyone is all in, that's really my magic number. You know, anywhere from 10 to 16, 12 and under, more my favorite. Now, that's for a process that is designed to last a minimum of a year. That's for a process that has a very particular promise. So that could be, you know, for example, I do this mastermind LEAD, and the very purpose of LEAD, which is to accelerate your influence and your income, the purpose of that program is for people to, number one, design a business model that works for them and their particular goals and vision. Number two, crank their influence with the people that they want to work with so that they're seen as a leader, they are recognized as a leader, that people want to be with them. And then the third part of which is to actually launch their premium mastermind. So when it comes time to saying, hey, I'm going to open up the doors to 12 people at, you know, be that $15,000 to $50,000, that process is filled in instantaneously or damn near instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my preference. Now, mm-hmm. in an online version, such as what Steve and I were talking about, generally speaking, where there isn't this big investment of time, there isn't this big investment of getting on a plane, there isn't all those sorts of things, like I get to check the discussion board and make a contribution, frankly, if it's convenient and I feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, in that model, we really do need a couple, let's call it 75 to 125 people, somewhere in that ballpark, to begin to stimulate meaningful conversations. Because people are quite literally dropping in and out as it's convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the promise of the group. And that, you know, I just want to say, if any of you are shopping for a mastermind or thinking of leading a mastermind, your very first task is to get crystal clear about what is the promise of the group. So lead, yeah. for example, it is, you will get yourself positioned, you will launch, and you'll be leading a premium mastermind in 12 months. That's
mm-hmm.
the promise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, Mary, you were going
to... Well, no, I was just going back to the secrecy thing. Is that based on confidentiality and... I guess that's it.
Well, I think... I think there's a little bit of sort of old boys club that still hangs around. You know, I once had somebody said, every time I hear mastermind group, I think of, like, a bunch of, like, fat old men in suits smoking cigars in a dark basement somewhere, trading mm-hmm. secrets about stocks.
Yeah, right?
We will control the world!
Yes,
something
exactly.
To that extent. Yeah.
So I think that it's all over the map. I think that's more of a perception than a reality.
Mm-hmm.
But it does play a role in this idea of curation. Of most masterminds, if they're well-positioned and well-led, they're not open to everyone. You don't get an invitation automatically. It's not going to be sold online through a Facebook ad. It's going to be a tap on the shoulder. It's going to be a meaningful relationship. It's going to be a conversation that filters and vets someone. There will be an application process.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to qualify to come to the table, because here's a kiss of death for any of you who are leading masterminds. If you have a great group of people in the room and you add just one more person, but the person that you add is, by the way, even just the perception of it, is for whatever reason less than the aggregate average of the group.
Mm-hmm.
So if they bring that aggregate value of the group down in any way, shape, or form, that is the beginning of the end of your mastermind.
Yeah.
So anyone who really gets running masterminds knows that the addition process has to be an up-levering process. So it's not available to everyone. So
yeah.
Does that make sense to you? Like, I understand the perception is probably
I've never
not
been approached. So there's something wrong with me. I'm the one person in the room.
Actually, I think I know. Do you want me to tell you? It's the company you hang out with, and there's this guy his initials.
Do you see what I have here?
Everything was fine up until then. So
there right. goes Mary's reputation.
All right. So, you know, Jane, you've got a lot of – I mean, geez, we could talk about this for, God, forever because
–
you have so much expertise in this, and obviously you run a very successful actually a few of them, and you're a part of so many of them. One of the things that I want to talk about after the break is something that you guys call WCC, right? I believe that's
yes.
the acronym that you use for it, because there are a lot of people out there who are probably thinking about, well, like, you know, maybe I would want to start my own mastermind. Like, nobody's inviting me, so right? So, like, maybe I'll just start my own. And you've got a system that works really, really well. So I want to talk about the WCC system, which I think will help people get started with creating their own mastermind. But before we kind of blitz through all of this, if people want more information about you, and I don't give you ample time to say, go here, look at this, where's the best place for people to find out more information about what you're up to?
The best place is probably a site called mastermind2millionslive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just mastermind2millionslive.com. And that gets a whole bunch of very cool access and information and background.
Okay, so mastermind2millionslive.com is the best place to start. All right, very cool. We've got Jay Fassett, the master of masterminds, himself on with Reinvention Radio. Mary Gold Lambert, Steve Ulcher. We'll be right back. Right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
Alrighty, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Talking to the master of masterminds himself, Mr. Jay Fasich. And before the break, man, we were talking about your pretty interesting framework around what you guys call WCC, which is one of the ways that you recommend that people get started with creating their own masterminds, if that's of interest to them. So take us through what WCC is and why that works.
Well, I should first share with people that the WCC is an sort of an internal code name that got out, and it stands for Wine Conversations and Cash.
Okay,
I'm in.
Yeah. See, you are ideal for a mastermind. It's like
the invitations are going to be flooding in for Mary. Yeah.
Yes. So we actually call it, there's a manual, you know, I'm happy to share that with your tribe and all those sorts of things to help people wrap their head around this. But it's, the official name is called Fill Your Masterminds with Ease. But what it really is a process that we started better part of, I'm going to say 15 years ago, that really boiled down to what we call hyper-targeting, which is if I'm perfectly clear about my promise, I will then reach out to people in my community and invite them to a Wine Conversations and Cash event. And it's very simple. The title pretty much summarizes it, which is we come together, we drink some wine, we facilitate some meaningful conversations, and that process, the worst one I have ever done, generates significant six figures. So generally, you know, anywhere from the, and it depends on the time frame, right, because we're building long-term relationships. But generally, you can count on about $60,000 in about 90 days.
All right, wait. Hold on for 1 second. Because if that's the case, then there would be like bar owners all over the planet who would be like loaded. It's like they come in, they get hammered, they have great conversations, and then you make them pay. So like more than they would pay. So all right, so we got to come up with like a new model here, because clearly if it works in that environment, why doesn't it work in like the bars?
Well, because the bars are just selling a double. They're not selling the whole package.
Is that what it is? That's what we got to do. Like, it's like brand extensions for the bars. I think we've got a new, there you go. Jay, we've been trying to figure out how to work together. There we go. We'll do this. It's a brand extension for all the bars. That's perfect.
I quite love it. I actually really quite love it. You know let me be clear about it. For the most part, I try not to let anyone get hammered. However, the last one I did have at my house, there was a couple who had just gone through some pretty taxing business stuff, they ended up staying overnight because I couldn't let them get behind the wheel of the car. So that's an unusual circumstance, however.
That was wine, really, conversation, and crash.
You know what? I'm going to do a whole new ebook for that, and it's called exactly that.
Wine's Conversation and Crash. That's awesome. But all right, but so there are people who are like, wait a minute, you don't want to kind of like get involved with like subterfuge there, where like you bring people in, because the way that I understand is you bring people in, you just want to get together a group of some cool folk. You don't say, hey, I'm going to offer you something. It's just simply, you know, hey, Mary, come on over. You know, we're going to have some cool folks here. I'd love for you to come and just come hang out. We've got some wine. You know, Rich, come and join us. And you're not actually selling them on the mastermind from one of these events. So take us through that process.
There's zero sales there.
Right.
So yeah, and I'll articulate really clearly. And I want to be super clear about this, is that I've had people at these events wanting to give me their credit card, and I say no. I take no money whatsoever, no matter what. So this is a selling-free event. So this is purely about relationships. And I think you said it well, Steve. I'll just add one key piece to it that I think is important, is that I'm inviting a group of rock stars over to my house. I want to introduce a few of you. There's some synergies that I know would hold true in terms of your businesses. And we're going to explore and sort of mastermind this opportunity of, you know, what are we working on? Are there any opportunities to support and collaborate with one another? But big picture is just get to know one another, see what might transpire. So I plant the seed that there could be collaboration and opportunities, but we're putting the relationship first, because, you know, the honest God truth is, if I invite 12 people over to my place for this, is that within an hour I can tell you the four people I'd love to work with, I can tell you the three people I don't want to work with, and then in between that there's a bunch of people that's just like, they're cool, we just got to see what the right opportunity is.
Mm-hmm.
So the event itself really boils down to this. Think of it as a really warm, fun party. They come into, you know, we have them bring wine, welcome them in, my house is your house, pour the first glass of wine, the rest of you help yourself for the rest of the evening. And then everybody really has four questions that they answer, and I'll just share with them because they're simple and easy, which is, who are you? Who do you serve? What are you excited about creating right now in your life and in your world? And what support do you require? And everyone answers those questions. Mm-hmm. And then we create a space for a little mini mastermind where people can ask more questions to understand what's going on, can share resources if they so choose. And we simply get together and collaborate and help inspire one another to step up. And then from that process, I do my very best to serve and support and give a ton of value to everyone who's there. And in that process of relationship building and giving, it always generates significant, monumental clients and cash, and people that I'm still, you know, working with 25 years later, for example. Mm-hmm.
But what's the transition, though?
Yeah,
right? Because,
right.
Like, I mean, what do you say? Because you don't want people to think you're a dick. Like, you know, hey, you came over and now all of a sudden...
A week later,
hey, by the way...
That was like, awesome. You want to do it again? 50 grand.
Right. So,
yeah, that's... Yeah. So what's the segue?
What does that sound like? How do you go from,
how do you know that,
be my customer, so, you know, or something like, how does that work?
Richard, how did you know that was the transition? I was like, come back, it's only 50K.
It's only 50K.
And I'm going to change that to, if you stay overnight, it's 50K.
Right?
Okay, so here's the transition. Simple and straightforward. So I answer those same four questions. This is who I am. This is who I serve. This is what I'm excited about. This is what I'm looking for. That may or may not include chatting about a mastermind if it's coming up. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. But here's one of the pieces that makes all the difference in the world, and this is where I think people misunderstand the intent of this event. Is that every single person who I invite over, I want to make a significant deposit of value in their life and in their world. So there are times where it'll be something as simple as I buy them a book and I send it to them on Amazon for their Kindle. I have given away complimentary courses and programs. I've taken somebody's kid for a drive in my Ferrari. So anything that is meaningful
just
and significant
to them. Just had to drop that in, didn't you, Jay? you see that?
Yep, I heard it.
So if you want
it was value. It was what they wanted. It was like the kid had wanted this cool experience and they wanted to do it. And it's like how they didn't know anybody who had one. They didn't know I had one because I, for the most part, don't say too much.
Yeah, nice.
But that's what we did. So it's what is the value that they want? And I just simply give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, through that deposit in the relationship, more often than not, people ask, and what's next? And could we have coffee? And could you help me with this? And could you help me with that? And I heard you were doing a mastermind, and you've got a live event coming up in Scottsdale. What's going on there?
Yeah.
And then we just have a conversation. And if it is what they're interested in and what they need, then we do something.
Okay, but
not,
what do you,
then we don't.
What do you do with the
now
person
one,
that you know?
One minute,
okay,
one minute. Yeah.
How do you, the person you don't want in the group, what do you say to them or when they come back to you and like, dude, that was awesome, I want to do that again?
Same thing, you just say.
I just wasn't listening. I was.
You're not. You wouldn't want to do this one anyway. This one's going to be 50 grand.
No, then it's 75 grand for the person you don't want.
Oh, man.
So it's a great question.
Oh,
number one, intonation.
He's super nice.
I got that in. We're like 3-1, right?
God. Yeah, totally 3-1.
God damn it, I'm smooth.
By the way, these have all been great answers. I just want to point out, Jay.
Yes.
You're just trying to get into his mastermind and reduce it from 50 grand down to like 10. That's good. Butter him up. Nice.
I'm starting with
it. All right. Well, wait. All right. So here's what's going to end up happening. We're going to get into something here, and then we're going to go way over, and we can't do that because Wade gets super mad at us if we blow through
this.
So we only, unfortunately, we've got about 15, 20 seconds left here. So here's what I want to do. I want to make sure that we direct people towards Mastermind2MillionsLive.com, which is a great place for you to get more information about Jay and all the fun things that he's up to. And with JDH on your team, that would be Joshua David Hayward. With JDH on your team there, man, you got to talk to that boy about getting you a shorter domain. I would think, like, with all of his, like, technical prowess, he could get you a shorter domain. But we'll work on that, right? That'll be the plan. All right, man.
That was great.
Absolutely. Loved having you on here. For Jay Fassett, I'm Steve Ulsher, Mary Goulet, Rich Ote. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Talk soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.